This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Turkey's military says it has captured a key Syrian border town as its offensive against Kurdish fighters pressed into its fourth day. Meanwhile, the World Food Program says more than 100,000 people have been displaced so far by the Turkish invasion. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
In Turkey, President Erdogan says he told President Trump and others, if you're going to stop this, stop it. But they haven't stopped it, so they will take matters into their own hands. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is disappointed in Turkey, moving in after U.S. forces moved out of northern Syria.
To be clear, we are not abandoning our Kurdish partner forces, and U.S. troops remain with them in other parts of Syria.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there could be powerful new U.S. sanctions against Turkey.
There are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
Mnuchin says if Turkey goes too far, the U.S. will shut down its economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a trade deal that would end a trade war that has been going on for months. In announcing the deal, President Trump said the U.S. relationship with China has never been better.
I think they're great. I think the relationship in certain ways may be better than it's ever been. We've been through a very tough negotiation. There's never been a negotiation like this.
The deal averts a 5% increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods set to go into effect next Tuesday. At a Saturday summit, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to set up a high-level group to tackle India's large trade deficit with China. Xi and Modi held nearly 6 hours of talks in their second annual summit, designed to break through decades of distrust. From Washington, this is VOA News. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told House committees leading the impeachment inquiry into President Trump that the president pressured his State Department to remove her from her post. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch, in her opening statement obtained by the AP, said she was told in May to leave Ukraine on the next plane. She was later told President Trump had been pressuring the State Department for months to remove her. She testified in private for more than 9 hours Friday. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
She has been a model diplomat and deserved better than the shabby treatment she received.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan questioned the secrecy surrounding the testimony and the whistleblower who touched off the inquiry.
We're talking about the President of the United States, an impeachment process 13 months before an election. Why don't we know who this whistleblower is?
At least four more administration figures are slated to appear before the committee next week. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is being investigated by federal prosecutors in New York for possible lobbying violations. AP's Mike Grazia reports.
Ukraine, which is central to the ongoing impeachment probe by House Democrats, is now at the center of an investigation of Rudy Giuliani, President Donald Trump's personal attorney. According to the New York Times, federal prosecutors in New York are investigating Giuliani for possible lobbying violations. One of two anonymous sources tells the Times, prosecutors are investigating Giuliani's work to undermine Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. On Friday, Yovanovitch testified for 9 hours behind closed doors before House impeachment investigators. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A powerful typhoon pounded Tokyo and surrounding areas on Saturday. Reuters' Francesca Linal reports.
More than 3 million people were advised to evacuate from their homes as a powerful typhoon bore down on Japan on Saturday, bringing with it the heaviest rain and winds in 60 years. Typhoon Hagibis, meaning speed, proved deadly even before reaching land, killing at least one man in Tokyo. Thousands of households were left without power and over 1,000 flights were cancelled. Japan's last major typhoon, known as Ida, killed more than 1,000 people in 1958.
That is Reuters' Francesca Linal reporting. Hong Kong pro-democracy demonstrations Saturday were smaller and less disruptive than recent massive rallies that shut down much of the city. The largest event on Saturday was a march that included thousands of protesters in the shopping district across from the business and financial centers on Hong Kong Island. Riot police nearby took no action during the afternoon-long march. For more news, please visit us at voanews.com and download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.